Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cemetery Podcast. On today's show, we are going to be traveling to Richmond, Kentucky. We are also going to be visiting Chester County, Pennsylvania for a musical famous grave. We will also be traveling to Columbus, Ohio, as well as Urbana, Ohio, for a famous frontiersman that you are just not going to believe. Then, we're going to tell a haunted tale from Cloverland, Indiana. All that and so much more on this edition of the Cemetery Podcast. Stick around, you'll be glad you did.
Be sure to check out the Cemetery Podcast website at thefuneralsource.org/cemetery-podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fourth episode of season two right here on the Cemetery Podcast. I am your host, Ken Nagley, the Necrotourist. And we have a pretty interesting show in store for you today. I do have to apologize to everyone because this week's show is running behind. Now, obviously, if you're listening later in the week, you don't know that. But, you know, for those of you that are waiting for us for the usual weekly release exactly when it's expected on Tuesday, it was impossible this week because, number one, I had a couple of doctor's appointments as well. Charlotte had one. We did a couple of television interviews, and we also did an interview for a major magazine. So that really kind of put the schedule behind. A little bit more about some of those things in a moment. First off, I do want to give our weekly shout-outs. We want to say hello to our friends who in the U.S. are listening in Peoria, Arizona. That's right. Did you know there was a Peoria in Arizona? You usually think it's just the one in Illinois, but nope. Does it play in Peoria? Well, that depends where you mean. Peoria, Arizona. Hello to all you. Also, across the pond, I would like to say hello to our friends who are listening in Bulgaria. Yeah, Bulgaria. We're big in Bulgaria. Isn't that crazy? Anyway, we appreciate everybody, no matter where you are in the world, or maybe not in the world, for listening to us. You know, give us a shout-out. Send us a message. Let us know you're listening. We'll possibly give you a shout-out from your hometown. One of the things I wanted to get to was the email for this week. This one was pretty simple. This came in from, where is this? Paul Jameson. There it is. Paul Jameson from Meridian, Mississippi. Yeah, Mo. Yeah, okay, it's MS. Okay, Paul Jameson from Meridian, Mississippi. He asked, what is the difference between billion graves and find-a-graves? Is one more accurate than the other, and which is easier to use? Okay, this is kind of weird in a way, because a lot of people use find-a-grave as the gold standard. Now, I'm not telling you to find a grave in a find website. It's been around for a while, and there's been a lot of contribution to it over the years. I'm very concerned because when it started, it was a public site. A few years back, Ancestry.com bought it, and I don't know, I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop when eventually they're going to make you pay to utilize Find a Grave, even though we've spent years, people have building the database in these things. As a matter of fact, it's really what I use for our cemetery counter, you know, telling you guys that we're over 1,200 cemeteries. That's because I know those are the ones we favorited on Find a Grave, so maybe we actually might have a few more. That being said, I don't know. You know, a lot of people use the app. I don't use the app, Paul. I still look at it on the website. I'm old school like that. And I have reasonable use with both. But I will say until earlier this year when Find a Grave started using more GPS, a lot of times when you go to Billion Graves, it will show you a map on the section of the person in that cemetery. And I have pinpointed many more graves specifically that I couldn't find in Billion Graves. But actually, I wouldn't really necessarily say one is more accurate than the other. For me, it's really about, do they give you locations? Do people give you pictures that can show you where this grave is? I try to frequently do that on Find a Grave. Show a distant shot or something in the background you can find, because there's a lot of these people that post photos on Find a Grave, which are ridiculous, that are just, especially in memorial garden cemeteries, they will, memorial parks rather, they will, you know, all the flat graves are there, and they think you're going to find that when you show me an overhead shot of somebody's grave. I feel, you know, if you're actually going to do Find a Grave, do something that'll help us find the grave. Otherwise, you're kind of defeating the purpose of your name. A Billion Graves, you know, their mission when they started, they were a few years behind Find a Grave, and literally, as they said, they wanted to reach a billion graves. I don't know. I use both, Paul, and I often tell people, you know, the answer to every question is not Find a Grave. There are four or five ways you can find things when you're looking. So that's what I can say. I don't necessarily think one or the other is easier to use. Okay, on to the other things I was discussing before. We actually did a interview, many of you are aware, a couple of weeks ago. We did a spot that was featured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Well, that package was redone and used in my local market here at Fox 19 in Cincinnati, where I'm from. Now, that rebroadcast several times. As a matter of fact, they aired it a couple of times on a Friday night. They did it on a Saturday morning, and even reran it on the morning show Monday. So the following Monday, which was this week, we did a live spot with Morgan Parrish from Fox 19, which was pretty cool. We were discussing the haunted graves in the cemetery where we were. It was actually the Wesleyan Cemetery in Cincinnati, where I do a lot of my tours. And we also discussed some of the history on the second segment. But it was really cool to get two live spots on there. And we also did that magazine article. I will discuss more about that in the coming weeks. But, you know, as you can imagine, we're really busy this time of year, because October is one of the cemetery months. So, anyway, here in just a few moments, I am going to play the audio for you from the clip that was done in Fort Wayne. Now, you know, obviously it's an audio clip from a video news segment. So, of course, you know, there will be times where I'm doing things that you won't know, but there's a lot of music in the background. So I'd like to play that for you guys here in just a moment. And I think it'll be fun for you to hear the audio of the video segment. There are places on our website and such that you can check it out if you want to. And I strongly suggest you do that, man. We got a really great piece. Daniel Beals from up there at 21 ABC in Fort Wayne did an amazing job with the video package he shot for us. And then he re-edited it for the Cincinnati market. So it was really amazing. So anyway, if stick around. We got a lot of great things on today's show. We're going to be traveling out to Richmond, Kentucky for the Richmond Cemetery, which is a historical gem. That and so much more. Stick around. You are listening to the Cemetery Podcast. I am your host, Ken Negley from the NecroTourist.
Would you like to get your email answered? Well, it's simple. All you need to do is email the NecroTourist at the NecroTourist at thefuneralsource.org.
Necrotourism is predominantly people that like to visit locations that respect the dead, whether they be cemeteries, whether they be museums, statues, memorials, monuments, things of that nature. My name is Ken Negley. I am the Necrotourist. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, which butts me right up against Indiana and Kentucky. So it gives me a very unique travel pattern that we like to do visiting cemeteries. We're at the grave of Homer Van Meter. He is one of the guys who is in Dillinger's gang. I'm glad we scored him, because we also have Harry Pierpont, who is in Indianapolis, and Dillinger himself. when I come to a town just like Fort Wayne. I'm looking for the famous guys who are in this town, like Van Meter. I'm also looking, I'm told that the guy that invented the gas pump is from Fort Wayne and he's in this cemetery. Those are the people that I'm looking for. The famous graves, unique graves, things that attract your attention. And actually, symbolically, the tree or the limb broken off is a symbol of a life cut short. Once we did start the original groups, I had the groups for Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana being in my spoke. But at the beginning of 2021, Indiana had about 2,000 people in it. Right now, it has almost 12,000 people in it. All of a sudden, the Indiana group has just exploded. Much to my surprise, the necrotourism audience is way bigger in Indiana than I thought. People 5 years ago were ashamed to say that they do this, and some people still are, because this subject is sort of taboo, and it's remained taboo, because let's be real, who has created our vision of what the cemeteries are? If you don't come here for pleasure, you've only been here for a family member's burial, or you have the perception that Hollywood has given you. And it's a place to be afraid of, and it's a place to be scared of. I challenge you, in a place like this, this is sheer beauty. There's statuary behind me. Like I said, there's nature. There's almost everything that you want, other than there are people buried here. But they're just your family members, or your friends' family members, or your neighbors. They're just no longer with you. And if you're here, hopefully you're saying hello and remembering them. Because this is our history, this is our past. The people that started your community, Fort Wayne, the people that started my community, Cincinnati, they're buried in cemeteries like this. And if you're not there to pay attention to them or recognize them, who will? I'd like to invite you all to check out a friend of mine, Tracy Rylands, who does an amazing website called Adventures in Cemetery Hopping. She has visited around the country, dozens of states, and she writes extensive articles and does photography as well. Be sure again to check out her website at adventuresincemeteryhopping.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, right now we are going to be discussing our feature cemetery of the week, and that cemetery is none other than the Richmond Cemetery, and it is located in Richmond, Kentucky, in Madison County. There are about 25,000 burials over the 70 acres. It was chartered on January 25th, 1848, and it was dedicated May 31st, 1856. The first burial actually occurred the very next day on June 1st, 1856. Interesting fact about this place, that on August 30th, 1862, the Battle of Richmond from the Civil War was fought partially in the Richmond Cemetery. The retreating Union soldiers took cover behind the gravestones and monuments as the Confederate forces were pressing their attack. And if you look around the cemetery, there are places where you can still see bullet holes and indentations from the close gunfire that was taking place in the cemetery. Approximately 174 Confederate casualties from the Battle of Richmond are buried in a mass grave right there in Section H. Now, some of the famous graves that are located there are Cassius Clay, the abolitionist and journalist and American ambassador. He's buried there with a prominent grave near the front. Actually, he's the guy that Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali's father, was named after, which in turn Muhammad Ali was named after. So that is the source of their Cassius Clay name. Also, Earl Combs is there, who's a Hall of Fame Yankee outfielder. His career came to an end in 1934 when he smashed into the wall at Sportsman Park chasing a fly ball. It actually fractured his skull. It ended his career. So he has a prominent marker there that's really nice. Also buried there is Walter Stone Tevis, the author. Three of his novels were adopted into movies. The Hustler in 1959, The Man That Fell to Earth in 76, The Color of Money, many of us seen that, in 1984. And actually the 2020 miniseries, The Queen's Gambit, is based on his novel that has that same name. Someone else you can find there is Doc Roberts, popular country music star who was around in the 20s and 30s, and he was known as Fiddlin' Doc Roberts. And there's also a Medal of Honor recipient, Thomas Stivers, who fought in the Indian Wars. There's also two governors there, Johnson as well as McCreary. McCreary has one of those large stone markers, which is pretty interesting. There's also two early 1800s congressmen. They also have a very large Revolutionary War section. There is some SARS markers and things of that nature. They also have a few features like a veterans memorial. And really, you know, we went there a few years ago, and we actually went there in the fall. The color was beginning to change a bit, so it was really nice. Sadly, it had started to rain, not heavily, but enough to be annoying for your photos. But, you know, it had a lot of nice statuary there, very nicely landscaped place. And, you know, the roads were a little rough inside there. I haven't been back in a couple of years to see if it's back. But, you know, if you are in the Richmond area, I strongly suggest that you visit that, as well as the battlefield, which is nearby. And there's several memorial places, as well as a Pioneer Cemetery that's located inside the battlefield. So if you were in the Richmond area of Kentucky, right around Lexington in that region, be sure that you slide on down to Richmond, Kentucky, so that you can visit the Richmond Cemetery. Hey, Necro Travelers, are you aware that the Necro Tourist does private tours at cemeteries around the Cincinnati area? Not only Cincinnati, but we do tours at cemeteries all around the Midwest to include Indianapolis, Columbus, Louisville, Lexington, and more. Be sure to visit our website, or you can find us on TripAdvisor. Cemetery tours at the Wesleyan Cemetery and other cemeteries in Cincinnati. You can learn some history, and you can have yourself a good time on a cemetery tour with the Necro Tourist.
Be sure to check out the Cemetery Podcast website at thefuneralsource.org/cemetery-podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now we are going to discuss our feature famous grave. Today's story is about a man who was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was a singer-songwriter from 1960 until 1973, until he was tragically killed in a plane crash. I am talking about none other than Jim Croce. That's right, he was born on January 10th, 1943, with the name James Joseph Croce. He recorded three highly successful solo albums and several hit singles many of you know and still sing them today. Don't Mess Around with Jim, Operator, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, Time in a Bottle, and I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song. Well, September 20th, 1973, the day before his single, I Got a Name, was to be released, Croce and all five others on board his chartered plane were killed when it crashed into a tree during takeoff in Louisiana. Croce was only 30 years old. The album I Got a Name was released on December 1st, 1973. And we all know that was a big hit as well. As a matter of fact, it's actually an anthem to many men. Croce is buried in the Haim Solomon Memorial Park Cemetery in Fraser, Pennsylvania. That's in Chester County. And he has a very simple bronze marker with his name on the grave. But many people leave dimes on his grave for the operator. Be sure if you are in Fraser, Pennsylvania, or anywhere near it, you stop by and say hello to Jim Croce.
or more photos and information to accompany this broadcast, go to thenecrotours.com or thefuneralsource.org/cemetery-podcast.
Welcome to the Ordinary Extraordinary Cemetery Podcast.
Join us each week as we explore old cemeteries and the stories of the people buried in them.
It's history, it's spooky, it's good old-fashioned undead fun for the whole family. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about a cemetery that you will find in the middle of Clay County. You will find that cemetery on North County Road. And you will find it in the middle of Cloverland, Indiana. This cemetery is also known as the Carpenter Cemetery. It's actually known as the Cloverland Cemetery, but for its legendary hauntings, it's known as the 100 Step Cemetery. Now, there's a few variations on the story of this place, and I'm going to tell you we went there. But one of the stories says that if you go at midnight under a moonless sky, you have to climb the stairs. And as you go, you should count 100 total steps by the time you get to the top. Then, you should walk back down and count the number of steps on your way back down. Now, at the bottom, if you have a different number, then you're safe. But if you have a matching number, a gate to hell will open up. Now, I've been to a couple gates of hell before. The second legend for this place says, and this is way, way more sinister, in this version of the story, if you climb to the top of the stairs, counting as you go, arriving at the 100 steps on the top, when you turn around, if you look down the hill, you should then see the ghost of the caretaker who will reveal the way in which you will die. That's right, you get a vision of how your death is going to happen by looking down after you climb the first 100 steps. Now, if you go back down, count down as you go. If the number of steps is the same as they were on the way up, then your vision will be wrong. If there is a mismatch, then the visitor will die in the manner revealed by the ghostly caretaker. Now, during this process, if the visitor leaves the path or doesn't count the steps, a devil's hand will force the person to the ground, leaving a deep handprint on them. Now, I went to that cemetery, and we climbed to the top of the steps, and we counted to 100, and I looked down the steps, and what I saw was Charlotte Graves at the bottom of the steps, who was shooting a picture of me at the top of the steps. When I went back down, I counted again, and I counted not a different number, I counted the same number. But, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't count 100 steps, and you want to know why? Because when I went there, they had recently done new steps, and the steps no longer are 100 steps. So the legend, being able to have a devilish hand rip me into the gate of hell, can't happen because there's no longer 100 steps at the 100 step cemetery.
You know, Necro Travelers, many of us have friends in low places, but we have special friends in low places. Ones who are working hard to bring awareness to some of our favorite subjects. Cemeteries! The Gals in the Graveyard, they're a duo of lady conservationists who enjoy a bit of gallows humor, just like us. So join their journey, like and subscribe by going to their website at galsinthegraveyard.com.
Here's another Medal of Honor moment with the Necro Tourist.
Today's Medal of Honor moment recognizes Frederick Pfisterer. He was born October the 11th, 1836, in Stuttgart, Germany. But he enlisted in the Army in New York. And when he was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor, he was a first lieutenant in the 18th U.S. Infantry, and he received it on December 12th, 1894. His citation reads, quote, "The President of the United States of America, in the name of the Congress, takes pleasure in presenting the Medal of Honor to First Lieutenant Frederick Pfisterer, United States Army, for extraordinary heroism on 31 December 1862, while serving with the 18th Infantry in action at Stone River, Tennessee. First Lieutenant Pfisterer voluntarily conveyed under a heavy fire information to the commander of a battalion of regular troops by which the battalion was saved from capture or annihilation." End quote. He spent several years in the military after the war, and he also published two books about his time serving in the Civil War. He died in Albany, New York on the 13th of July in 1909, and he is buried in Greenlawn Cemetery in Columbus, Ohio, in Franklin County.
Be sure to check out the Necro Tourist at all of your favorite social media outlets: Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, Twitter. You think of it, we're there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the travelogue portion of the show. This is where we tell a tale from the adventures of the Necro Tourist. And this is a trip that took place in October of 2020. This is known as the Central Ohio Famous Grave Hunt. Now, during this trip, we visited 11 cemeteries in 5 Ohio counties. We acquired some long-desired targets. And at the very end of it, we ended up meeting some friends. So it was a really good trip. It kind of started the day off. We were on our way to Champaign County, Ohio, which was a target that we needed to go to, as well as Union County. We needed to do some revisiting as well as hit a few places along the way in counties we had been to. Now, along the way, we stopped in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Yellow Springs, you know, that's where Dave Chappelle lives. Great little town. I have some friends that live there, right there in Greene County. And there is the Glen Forest Cemetery. Now, I had been by there before, but I had never had the chance to visit. And there are some really nice graves there. Now, again, mind you, we took this trip. It was fall, and leaves were already beginning to change. So a lot of the photos we shot on this trip do have color changes. But they had a real nice GAR feature with a cannon. And one of the things I remember most, they had a really beautiful zinc angel right in the middle. So that was really nice. A couple open book markers and some stones, a lot of obelisks, things of that nature. Beautiful place, you know, the local cemetery. From there, we went on into Clark County and we stopped at the Emory Chapel Cemetery. Now, the Emory Chapel Cemetery was really kind of interesting because it was next to a church, but it had a little mini chapel that was next to the cemetery, which was really kind of weird. I don't understand what it was for, and hopefully I'll put some pictures of this on the website. But yeah, the chapel was there. It was one of them classic churchyards where the graveyard was right behind the churchyard, was right behind the church, but right next to the parking lot was this mini church that was like a version of that church. So that was strange. Several veterans markers there, but a typical cemetery from the late 1800s. Now from there, we went on to Champaign County to a cemetery that we have been targeting for quite a while. And this was the Oakdale Cemetery located in Urbana, Ohio. A couple of years ago, actually on the day of the Super Bowl, I almost went to this cemetery because of the guy that is there. Now, as a bonus for me, there was great color in that cemetery. There was also an Ohio governor who was buried there. But the man we were really after was Simon Kenton. Now, I don't want to go on a big bio Simon Kenton because I'm probably going to do him at another time as a famous grave. But Simon Kenton, you know, he's one of those guys that you don't know about because you always hear about the other guy. But this is the guy that really got it done. See, if you heard the stories about Daniel Boone and the television show, you know, Daniel Boone was a man, blah, blah, blah. Well, everything that Daniel Boone was supposedly doing, Simon Kenton did. Simon Kenton was a beast, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you think I'm kidding, look it up in your history books. You will see that Simon Kenton was the man. Now, right across the street from that was the Grandview Cemetery. We stopped there. That's some of the newer graves. Found some pretty cool markers that were there. But, you know, as a whole, it was just the local grave marker, you know, the local newer portion of the cemetery right across the street. Then we also stopped at the Sodom Clark Cemetery. I didn't say Sodom and Gomorrah. I said the Sodom Clark Cemetery that was there. That was just a little small pioneer cemetery that we found along the road, probably about 30 graves or so that were there. Now, after that, we continued to move on to Union County. Now, we had been to Union County before, but we hadn't been to this cemetery, which was the Oakdale Cemetery in Marysville, Ohio. We wanted to make sure we went there. Well, actually, I stand corrected. We were there once before, but it was dark, so we only caught a couple of photos. So this time we went back to give it some good coverage. And then right across the street, we went to the Potter's Field Cemetery that was there as well. We wanted to make sure we visited that because we didn't catch that the last time. And then right down the street, there is a little Catholic cemetery that is there. As we went on, we entered into our final county, which was Delaware County in Ohio. Now, the first place we went to was the town of Ashley, Ohio. As I told you, we were on our way. The long and short of where we eventually were targeting was a friend of ours who lived in that area. He was the end result. So when we came across this Norton Cemetery that was nearby, this was an old pioneer cemetery, probably had about 40 or 50 graves in it, you know, late 1800s kind of cemetery. Then from there, we went to the Mayfield Cemetery, which was nearby that. Now, that had some interesting zinc in it. You know, some of these are typical cemeteries that you would find for the community, for typical late 1800s cemeteries, seeing these graves. But we finally ended up in the last place that we went to, which was the Ashley Union Cemetery that was in Ashley, Ohio. And we went there to meet up with a friend of ours, Tim Four, who is a cemetery preservationist in the state of Ohio, and he's actually recently become the sexton of the cemetery in his hometown. So it was really fun to finally meet up with Tim. I actually have we had the photo of his family's grave there, and it's a really nice cemetery that he is operating there. He's been very active in, like I said, cemetery preservation around the state of Ohio for the last couple of years. And it was really a pleasure to meet him finally in person rather than just talking to him online or on the phone, as it always been in the past. So that kind of wraps up what that trip was about. It wasn't an amazing trip or we had a lot of astounding adventures or, you know, I encountered some amazing things. It really, we went hunting for some targets. Simon Kenton, as I told you, was a main target. Meeting up with our friend Tim was one of the main things we wanted to do. But again, we visited, as I said, 5 counties in Ohio. A couple of them were new. We visited 11 cemeteries. And all in all, it was a wonderful fall day. Those are the kind of days I'd like to recommend to you as a necro traveler. Just pick a county that you haven't been to before, and then find the biggest cemetery in that county, and just go there for an afternoon drive. You'll be glad you did.
Be sure to visit the Cemetery Podcast Facebook page at facebook.com/cemetery-podcast.
All right, everybody, I'd like to thank you all for joining us for this week on the Cemetery Podcast. Be sure to join us next week when we'll be doing our special Halloween show yeah, a lot of haunted stories and things of that nature going on. I would like to thank everybody who's involved at the show. I would like to thank my partner and producer on the show, Charlotte Graves. I would like to thank Senior Bull. I would like to thank Osric Tentacles for all of our theme songs. I would like to thank all of you for joining us each week and making the audience of the Cemetery Podcast grow. I look forward to telling you more tales from the NecroTourist. So, that being said, I am Ken Negley, and on behalf of the NecroTourist and the Cemetery Podcast, until the next time you hear my voice, I will see you in the yard.